The Shemir Seloshin tells us in Shara Torah, Perek Dalid. In the paragraph, in most editions which begin, V'gamhu nozuf l'nei ha-mokoyim. Continuing from the topic where we left off yesterday, that if a person does not learn Torah, he is despised l'fnei ha-mokoyim, in the presence of Hashem. A person does not learn Torah is nozuf. The Mishnah tells us very straightforward. Torah Shebaal Peh is the will, is the word of God, is the word of Hashem. It's the oral law, just like the Torah Shebechsav is the word of Hashem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to a person who doesn't learn his Torah? You were despised by me. That's what Hashem says. Now we come to the Zohar Kodesh. And in the translation, the Hebrew translation of the Zohar Kodesh, he tells us, Kama yesh lehem levnei Adam, lishmor darkom v'liro mibnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us, we in life have to realize, we have to fear Hashem. To some degree, we have to be afraid of Hashem. There's different understandings, explanations. What does it mean to be afraid of Hashem? But what we do know is that there has to be some yira that exists between man and his creator. I will say, in this generation, there's a concept of buddy-buddy. What does it mean, the concept of buddy-buddy? What they mean is like this. There's the Rebbe, and then there's the Talmud. And the young student, who respects his Rebbe like he respects his friend. This is the something that exists in this generation. His relationship to his Rebbe is, unfortunately, I don't mean in this scenario here, and the younger children, is that of, I respect my Rebbe just like I respect my friend. A buddy-buddy relationship, which is part of what the Mishnah tells us, seems like you're familiar with this, part of what the Mishnah tells us in Chutz Ikvasa de Mishicha, Chutz B'Yazgei, when birth pangs the Mashiach, when the Mashiach is right around the corner, and this is the generation we live in, chutzpah yaske. The chutzpah means, we all know what chutzpah is, besides that student who was being rebuked by the teacher, by the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was calling him a chutzpah, and finally the student said, it's not my name. You know, you think I have the wrong one, you have the wrong person. So, yaske means it will increase more. Right before Mashiach comes, the chutzpah is even greater. And unfortunately, we live in such a society where it's so apparent, it's palpable, and that the whole mindset of covet for another individual is lowered. We're all equal. It's part of the world we live in here. It's equality for all. Every single aspect of men, women, everybody has to be equal.
Egalitarian society.
It seeps into we're involved, as the Rambam tells us, Adam nimshach achar svivav. Now the problem is, then, we have this God, and there's me. And there's God and me. And maybe there's me and God even with some people. We're digressing a little, but we want to clarify and explain what does it mean, this necessity to have this yira. I just want to bring out another point which you mentioned in the past. The first mission in Perkei Avos tells us, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Still the summertime, some people, they're learning the Perkei Avos, and the question is, I was always told, Hashem gave Moshe the Torah. It wasn't that the mountain grew arms and said, here, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is for you, the delivery. What does it mean, Moshe kibel Torah from Sinai? What does it mean, the Mishnah, Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, from Sinai? Says the Maral of Prague, that there is such a distance between the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem Yisbarach, and a mortal being, a human being, that the Mishnah tells us it's Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Maral, explains, received the Torah from Har Sinai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so far, yes, of course Hashem gave him the Torah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so far away in relationship to a human being. The Mishnah wants to emphasize this point. That's why it says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. And we see this every day, three times a day. Three times a day in our daily life, and sometimes four times a day, if not more. And where do we see this? In the Shemoneh Esrei, in the first bracha of Avos. We say, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahaneira. We have certain attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are describing Hashem as Godol, Gibor, Vahaneira. The Mefarshim, some of the Mefarshim on the Siddur explain that after a person has just described HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some words in relationship that he can perhaps relate to, which is to the basic degree impossible for us to relate to Hashem, but we are trying to do that when we are diving to Hashem. What are the next words? Kel, Gol, Givon, Neira. We all say the next words? Kel, Elyon. The Mefarshim explained, Kel, Elyon is bringing us back to reality. We have no relationship to Hashem. Hashem is beyond. He is the Kel, the God of Elyon, above. We just try to be able to relate to Hashem so we can supplicate ourselves to Hashem. He is the Gadol. He is the Gibor. He is the Neira. And now is not the time to explain what those mean. But we remind ourselves after we just related to some degree to Hashem, no. Hashem is beyond. He is Kel Elyon. So, this is what the Chafetz Chaim here is bringing down from the Zayar Kaddish. Step number one, there has to be a yira. There has to be a feeling, I don't want to be despised by Hashem. I don't want to be a person who's kicked out of Hashem's room, his inner chambers. And a person has to realize, if he doesn't learn Torah, if he's not toiling in Torah, nazafu me'akadosh baruch hu. He is despised by Hashem. He is kicked out from Hashem. Rachukum imenu. He is distant from Hashem. Shelo yishayir hashchina imay. Hashem's presence does not dwell with him. What does it mean, Hashem's presence does not with him? What does that mean? So he tells us, v'oysam hashayimim, shehochim imay mistalkim imenu. You know what that means when a person doesn't learn Torah? When he can learn Torah, and he doesn't involve himself in Torah? You know what that means? That he is kicked out from by Hashem. He is not protected by Hashem. That those guardians, guardian angels, the real guardian angels, that are always protecting the person, are now removed. They're now gone. There's an announcement. We don't hear it, but an announcement that's said in front of him. Go away from this person. Distance yourself from this individual. You know why? Because he couldn't care less about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't care less about Hashem. You know, you go to different places in order to get in, they stamp your hand. Some places stamp it with an invisible type of thing and you put it under a certain light and then it comes up, the code, to make sure that you paid if you want to go in and out. Other places, not as fancy, and they stamp you with a big mark which you're left the next day, you go to davening, and you try to wash it off, and you get a little, and you feel a little uncomfortable, you try to hide it a little, okay. This person is stamping himself on his forehead. He is lighting up like a neon light. And he's saying, I couldn't care less. It's even hard to say the words, kiviyachol, of a Kaddish Baruch, I couldn't care less about the Torah. That's just taking place. Now, we don't see it around us because it's a spiritual aspect that's taking place. But a person that doesn't learn Torah, the Zaya Kaddish. You know, people tell me, I want to learn Kabbalah. We're not learning Kabbalah here. We're quoting from the Zaya Kaddish. He tells me the secrets of the Torah a little. That's what happens when a person doesn't learn Torah. Oy loy, woe is to him. Shari ozvuhu elyoinim v'tachtoinim. That the elyoinim v'tachtoinim, those who are above, those who are on top, and those who are below, they have left him. Those guardians have left him. V'ein loy derech v'darech yechaim. He has no ways, listen to these strong words, in the way of life. We just heard from Rabbi Goldschmidt that what is life? So the Coca-Cola wants to promote, you want to know life is in this world? That's a can of Coke. And there are some people who oh, I love it! That's their life. What is real life is attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is life, when a person disengages from Hashem, and the way one disengages from Hashem is when he does not associate himself with Limud HaTorah. That's the opposite of life. And when a person is working hard in the Torah of his master, how many guardians are created to protect him? And the Shechina rests upon him. The kulam machrizim alav aimrim, and they all announce and they say, "Tnu kavod l'Torah." They say, "Tnu kavod l'diyukan hamelech." Give kavod, says the Zohar Kaddish, to the image of God. This Talmud Chacham, this person who was mishtadel by Raisa, works and learning the Torah. He has the image of Hashem, the image of the Melech. Tnu kavod l'ben hamelech. Give respect to the son of the king. Pull out the red carpet. Shamruhu b'olam hazeh u'olam haba. Protect him here in this world and in the world to come. This is what takes place when a person is learning Torah. He has these guardians. He has these protectors. And the opposite, the flip side, when a person pushes the Torah aside and says, you know what, there are more important things in life. There's just, as I remind myself, as I mention these words, I remind myself of that individual. I'm not the judge, Hashem's the judge. When I encouraged him to come to learn, his response was to me, there's so much time in a day. There's so much time in a day. Like, how can I have the audacity to ask him to do something that will have a shift of priorities? Like, come on. Don't you know there's a rabbi who I can ask my questions to? If I have a question, I will ask him the question. Now, I'm not judging, but this was the response that was given to me. I don't have to learn. He'll do the learning. He didn't say the rabbi. This is what the connotation is. I want to tell you something. When the Scud missiles are flying over in Eretz Yisrael, well, I don't know, I forgot what year it was.
It's 71.
No. 91. Thank you. There was this whole concern, the issues with the gas masks. I forgot who said it, maybe because someone can remind me. It's not really so important, but I think the way the story goes is that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I believe, said that Bnei Brak's not going to be hit. Bnei Brak, there's no concern with Bnei Brak. You know why? Because there was a man by the name of Rav Shach who was protecting Bnei Brak. This is the way I believe I heard the story went. I'd like to connect Lefianis Daiti, the capital Ayin, this Zoya Kodesh, to what we just mentioned, how when a person embodies Torah, when a pretty person takes every essence of his being and says, I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what happens? What happens is, Kama Shaimrim Mizumanim Lumasi L'Shamrai. How many guardians Hashem sets up to protect this person? Now we can't see beyond our physical ability of sight. But the Zohar Kaddish is telling us there's much more. And we live in a world when we know that there's something called a microscope that can see much deeper. And the technology they have today, whether it's the X-ray and then the MRI and the CAT scans, that can delve into inside the person. We can take that to the next level of spirituality. That if there's a missile flying overhead, these shayimrim are protecting this tzaddik and the neighborhood where the tzaddik is in and saying, it's not landing here. He's being protected. And this is exactly what we've been saying again and again. And this is what Torah does. Torah protects. As we mentioned yesterday, the lack of Torah brings success to the enemy. We'll stop here for today.